Hello, it's Kevin, and welcome to an audio version of Kevin Bonks. And by the way, if you're listening to this or reading my blog from the UK, I have to tell you that the word bonks has a completely different meaning in the United States than it does there in the UK. So there you go. Now everybody's Googling the word bonks in the UK. See what I'm talking about. Anyway, I had posted, I don't know, about 3 to 4 weeks ago on this blog, a rather long and angry posting, I think, and pretty much described why I was in such a bad mood lately. And I would invite you to go back and read that, because it pretty much outlines my journey from a point in my life, at least physically, where I thought that everything was very good. My weight was down, my running was up, I was just feeling very good. I can remember at the time doing some runs of 7 and 8 miles at lunchtime. And on the way back, I mean, I remember this so vividly. On the way back, with about a mile to go, and I was in the habit of doing a 4-1 ratio at the time, and there were plenty of runs when I look back at that time where I was doing a 4-1 ratio and finishing with a sub 10-minute mile average, which for me is kicking butt. Anyway, so I distinctly remember several runs where the last mile I decided to give up the walk breaks because I felt so darn good, and would finish in sub 8-minute miles at the end of a 7-mile run. So, you know, I know it's all relative, but trust me when I tell you, for me, at 54 to 55 years old, that made me very happy. So, in a matter of, oh geez, maybe a year to 15 months, I had put on 20 pounds, my running had gone to heck, and do you see how I'm trying to clean my act up here with my language? I use some foul language in my blog, but I've had time to cool down. But anyway, so in a very short time period, although I was going through some personal things that sucked, but everything went to heck. And you know, when I first started noticing it, I get this new job, and I distinctly remember, although I know my running was slowing down, but heck, I was getting up at 5 in the morning and going out in the dark, and so I'm just not an early morning person, so I kind of expected my running to fall off anyway. But going to work in the morning, and I'm able to wear jeans every now and then, so I was wearing a pair of jeans that I hadn't had for very long, and my wife had bought me several pair of jeans because my other ones did not fit anymore. They were rather baggy on me because I had lost some weight. And sitting in my car driving, I noticed how tight my jeans had become. And although I kind of like seeing tight jeans on females, I should cut that out, shouldn't I? I hate wearing tight clothes. I don't care how much I weigh. I hate wearing tight clothes, especially pants. And these jeans were wrapping around my thighs like a boa constrictor, and it depressed me pretty bad. I had also, to no one's surprise, gotten into some pretty nasty eating habits. And here's an example. during the winter months for the last, geez, our winter has been going on for about 12 months now. During the last, I don't know, 3 months or so, being cold outside, there's nothing better than a hot chocolate in the evening. So after the kids would go down, my wife and I would sit down, watch a little bit of TV, talk together, and have a cup of hot chocolate. And oh, by the way, my hot chocolate comes up to about an inch below the top of the mug and then is topped off with a couple inches of marshmallows. You know marshmallows, that soft sugar. I never did look up the calorie content, but one of those every night at 9 o'clock before I go to bed cannot be good. So, as I describe in my blog, my last posting, it all hit a head one morning when I could barely get out of bed, went for a run, and just felt terrible. Ended up walking probably half of that run, doing about a 13 and a half minute mile, and cutting that run short from my usual 5.2 down to, I think, about a 4 mile walk with a few run breaks in there. And it just pissed me off. I got back to the house and I was so angry at myself. I wasn't angry at the mayor of New York for making me drink more than 16 ounces of soda. I wasn't angry at anybody but myself. I had done this to myself, and my life, at least, you know, the way I thought of it, was nasty, was, well, I don't know how to describe it, but I was obsessing about it. Always feeling bad, sitting down at my office doing half hour's work and getting up to go get a cup of coffee or something and feeling terrible, all stiff. My runs were terrible. None of my clothes, by the way, those jeans, I stopped wearing those. And I got back out the larger jeans that I had put away when I lost my weight. And I was back into those. So I bring this up only because, for me, it takes me getting angry at myself to do anything. I knew for the last 3 months that I had put on a decent amount of weight. I always hesitated getting on the scale because it was never good news. And when I finally did and saw I lost, or I had gained 20 pounds, it just put me over the top. But in the last 3 months, I had known that I had put some weight on. Obviously, my clothes were not fitting. I was feeling nasty. And so every Monday, yeah, just like you, we start diets on Mondays. I would start a diet, try to count my calories, but by dinner time or by 9 o'clock, I was ready for that hot chocolate and would tell myself, this is only probably 200 or 300 calories, no big deal. I'll try to run a little bit more in the morning or cut back at lunch tomorrow. And I started buying healthier food. I'd eat yogurt and a turkey sandwich for lunch, but I would get home and I'd be so starving that I would head for the pantry and grab something. So I did that several times and continued to gain weight. But it's not until I get really pissed off and angry at myself that I do something. And the reason why I'm so confident about that is because, as I said in my post, I'm a yo-yo dieter. You and I will be having this conversation, assuming we're still doing this thing, in a couple of years. It's just what I do. It's just the way I am. That alone makes me angry, but that's the way I am. I have always felt like it was a lot easier for me as an individual to lose weight than to keep it off. And I don't know. It's not, I don't think it's sexist, but I just get the opinion that for guys lose weight easier. Well, I have no clue why, but I just get the feeling that's true. I lose weight once I get angry at myself. I can lose the weight. It's the keeping it off. My wife has a terrible time losing weight, but once she gets it off, you know, it stays off. So where was I going with this? So I get angry at myself. The way I go on diets when I get angry at myself is that I cut my calorie content back. I'm just going to say it. I'm not proud of it, but I'm going to say it, to an unhealthy level. If I told you what I was eating these days, you would call me some unsavory names and you'd be right. But it's the only way I can lose weight. So I do that. I cut back way too much. And I also increase my exercise in a different way. Today, as an example, I'm out for a walk. It's a rather crisp day. It's about 28 degrees, but the sun is shining. Hopefully you can hear the birds in the background. It sounds gorgeous here. But I'll go for a walk around lunchtime. And then I'm still doing my run as well. So, you know, I've added about an hour a day of leisurely walk. And I am not, you know, all I'm doing it for is to burn calories. I know that aerobically it's not doing much for me. But keeping my legs moving, I know, is somehow burning calories one way or the other. So I think I also told you all about this Fitbit I've got. I've gotten pretty obsessive with that. I've been averaging about, oh, I think it's like 19,500 steps a day with that thing. Way overboard. I mean, I went from about 11,000 steps a day to, when I hit this diet I'm on now, to about just under 20. And if I don't get it, I once again feel a little guilty about that. So I've added a decent amount of exercise. I've cut way back on my calories. And obviously haven't had hot chocolate for about 3 to 4 weeks. What else? You know, after a day or two, I just don't get hungry much anymore. They say when you stop eating, or when you cut way back, your stomach shrinks, I guess. I have no idea if that's an old wives' tale or not, but I can tell you that I don't have these hunger pains anymore after about 3 or 4 days. So from that standpoint, it gets a little bit easier to cut way back on my calorie intake. And the other thing that happens is, if I cheat, if I grab something out of that pantry I know I'm not supposed to have, as I'm putting in my mouth, and certainly for some period of time afterwards, I feel very guilty about it. So that stops me most of the time from cheating. So what are the results? I've been on this thing since the day I posted that last blog post where I was rather angry, which I think has probably been 3 weeks, maybe. I don't know. I promised an updated post, and that's what this is basically. I just didn't feel like sitting down typing all of this. I thought, what the heck, I'm out for a walk, I'll talk about it. Posted as a spoken word blog. We should come up with a name for that. What? Podcast. Yeah, let's call it a podcast. So, anyway, in the last 3 weeks or whatever it was since I've posted that last blog, I was at 195 pounds. And this morning when I got on the scale, which I weigh myself at the same time every day, and it's before I exercise, it's right out of bed. And I was at 184.0, so right at 184. So that's 11 pounds in about 3 weeks, I think. And I'm telling myself I'm getting down to 175 before I quit. So at this pace, I've still got another month or so to go. And then, of course, I'll be telling myself things like, never again. I'm never going to let myself do this again. You know, just jump on the stupid scale when you see you've gained a couple of pounds, you know, stop. Go on a diet for a day or two and lose it again and get back. Don't let it get to 5 pounds or 6 pounds, but I inevitably do it. So anyway, that's where I'm at. Maybe if I'm not so lazy, next time I'll actually type a blog post. But I thought this might work. We'll give this a shot. I may get home, not like any of it, and delete it. So there you go. Why am I doing this? Well, for two reasons. Number one, it certainly adds some accountability to me. Telling my friends what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and how I'm feeling and what the results are. It adds a lot of accountability. It adds to that guilt because I certainly don't want to post, well, I messed up, didn't lose any weight. No, I said I was angry. No, I said I needed to lose weight badly, but I was unable to do it. That helps a lot. And also, I guess in the back of my mind, I'm thinking maybe some of you are in that same spot, the same boat as I am. And if any of this helps, then so be it. If for no other reason than to show you how not to do it, because I'm not sure I'd recommend. I mean, I'd definitely recommend cutting calories and increasing your exercise. Duh. But I wouldn't recommend going overboard like I am. So that's it. Let's see, what else have I got going in my life? That's about it. I'm just obsessed with this diet. Nothing else going on fun. You and I will check in again later. And until next time. No, I don't say that here, do I? Hey, take care. Talk to you later.